Number 149 from September 2018, Daddy's Hands. I was rummaging through my desk drawers trying to find my birth certificate because I had to renew my driver's license, and it now takes about 5 different forms of identification to get that done. I never did find it, but I did accidentally run across some interesting old pictures of events in our family and found myself slowing in my frantic search to enjoy some memories from these photos. One rather odd picture showed nothing else except 3 sets of hands laid out on the kitchen table. I could tell right away whose hands they were, however, because they were all so similar. It was my father's hands, my sister's hands, and my hands. I recalled how my wife asked us to put our hands down, and then she took a picture because she always remarked about how alike our hands were. Dad always took good care of his hands. He usually wore leather gloves on the farm and immediately got the scrub brush out to get them slicked up after a dirty, greasy job. The nails were always neatly trimmed. He had the best-looking farmer hands I ever saw. They were rugged, but well cared for. He even gave me a tip for dealing with girls that had to do with hands. He said, quote, "No girl wants you to touch her with hands that look like your feet, so take care of them," unquote. As I looked at this picture, I started to hum the song Daddy's Hands, which is a song by Holly Dunn, about her father's hands and what they meant to her. I just remember the chorus. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. That's the way I remember my father's hands, strong and gentle and always loving. This week would have been his 97th birthday if he had lived, and there isn't a week that goes by that I don't think of something he did or said that has had a great effect on my life. As difficult as life can be sometimes, I often wonder how children even survive who grow up without those strong and gentle, loving hands in their lives, because it's tough enough even when you do have those loving hands. My father worked hard all of his life, and I saw those hands fixing machinery, picking up bales, shoveling manure, hoeing the garden, and pulling baby calves. But they were also the hands that loved to pick up little babies and pet puppies and pat me on the shoulder and hold my mother's hands. They were the hands that held the catcher's mitt so that I could practice my pitching. They were the hands that loved to slam a card down with a flourish in a game of euchre and roll the dice to send you back home in a game of Parcheesi. They were the hands that wrote down figures to help me with my arithmetic homework. But most of all, they were the hands that were folded in prayer as he led our family devotions at home, and the hands that held the old Lutheran hymnal in worship at the country church next to our farm. They were never hands raised against me or against anyone else. I never even had one spanking in my entire life. When I misbehaved, I never feared being hurt by those hands, but what I feared was losing that pat on the shoulder from those hands and the words, "Not too bad for such a small-sized boy." My father's hands are probably the reason why some hymns are so comforting to me when they mention that we are in God's hands. I used to like to sing, "He's got the whole world in his hands." One of my favorite hymns now is "On Eagle's Wings." That's a song that we sang at my father's funeral because he liked the big birds like hawks and eagles, and because the chorus talks about we as Christians being in the palm of God's hand. The chorus goes like this, "And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of my hand." We never have to fear the hand of God as baptized, confessing Christians. His hands are gentle and strong, helpful and encouraging. He will always hold us in the palm of his hand. We are his.